Welcome to the Unknown Bible. The Unknown Bible is a broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Good afternoon, this is Pastor Bevins Welder, and today we're going to study Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 to 23. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 to 23. And you know what we're going to study today? We're going to study street wisdom. Wisdom crieth without, the Bible says. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse and the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Now listen, there is wisdom out there in the street. There's wisdom out there for you to be able to eventually find your way to God. You can hear the voice of wisdom in public if you're listening. That's why we said there's street wisdom. There's stuff out there that doesn't require being in church to get an initial knowledge of God that would let you know that you need Jesus Christ, and then you need to get into the Bible to learn more about Him. But the original stuff that turns you toward the Lord Jesus Christ is right there. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of the concourse. In the openings of the gates in the city she uttereth her words. She's talking to you. Her voice is heard in broad daylight. You don't have to dig for it. There is enough wisdom in the street to turn you to the Lord Jesus Christ. But the problem is her voice is a voice of reproof. And that's why most people shut it out. I'm thinking right now of a young fella that I met. Oh, it's been nearly 2 months ago. His first name is Joey. And Joey lives in the street, or at least he did for a while. Joey got messed up with the wrong people. Joey got messed up with drugs. Joey had problems. But you know something? In the street, there was enough wisdom in some of the things we're going to look at, in some of the things that he sowed, and some of the things that he reaped, and some of the things that he heard out there. You know what he recognized? He recognized, I am making a huge mistake with my life, and he went to seek help. Now he ran into trouble because his flesh continues to crave what he had out there in the street, and he was in a battle with himself about whether to stay in the street or get back with the Lord. But you know where he came to his senses about his need to turn to the Lord? Out there in the street. Why? Because wisdom crieth without. Listen, when wisdom reproves you like wisdom reproved him and said, you better get your act together, son, or you're going to be a dead man. When wisdom reproves a fella, let me tell you what happens. She gets a hold of the simple ones who just go along with the flow without ever checking out a thing. The Bible says, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? Just going along with the flow, never going to check a thing out. Here's a guy comes along and offers you a marijuana cigarette. Here's a guy comes along and offers you a beer. And you say, sure, I'll drink it. Sure, I'll smoke it. How could it harm me? I've seen lots of people do this. You're a simpleton. You're simple because you don't realize the consequence of one of those leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, leads to a life of dissipation in time. You're simple. You don't judge the consequences of the things you do before doing them. Wisdom also reproves the scorners. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity and the scorners delight in their scorning? If you're a scorner, you're one who openly opposes the things of God. You don't like a clean mouth. You like to speak with a filthy mouth. And you don't like men who do speak with a clean mouth. It bothers you that they don't cuss. You don't have a clean heart and don't like a clean heart. You like perverted thoughts, thoughts of bad things. You like to watch movies that have things that continue to keep your heart filthy and to keep to awakening your imagination to sex and drugs and alcohol and violence and filthy mouth. You like cussing. You don't like a clean vessel. You like a dirty vessel. You'll take that body of yours and tattoo it up. Put things all over it so it's dirty all the time. You can't wash that off. You don't want a clean mind. You don't even like clean clothes. Scorners. They routine, and now I'm just talking about folks that are that way. I'm mean, some guys are scorners that have a clean clothes, but the vessel's not clean. They routinely blaspheme God and his people. They make fun of them. They love it. They love to take the name of the Lord God in vain. They're scorners. And then there's fools. Wisdom also cries out to fools who hate knowledge. It's not that they don't care like the simple. And it's not that they scorn God and blaspheme him and cuss him. It's just that they reject his knowledge on anything and go about following their own counsel. In Romans chapter 1, we find out about fools professing themselves to be wise. They became fools. These guys can be professors. They can have PhDs. They can be well respected amongst their fellow men and their fellow scientists and their fellow scholars. But they're fools if they've rejected the knowledge of God. Listen, if you listen, wisdom will pour out her spirit to you and make known to you the words of God. You're not going to learn them any other way. In other words, if you'll turn at the reproof of wisdom and start heading toward God, God will allow you to receive Jesus Christ and be filled with the Spirit of God and then open this whole book that we have here before us and teach you the words of God. He says, look at that, turn you at my reproof, that's repentance, and I will pour out my Spirit unto you, that's conversion, and I will make known my words unto you. That's where you grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you no longer live the life of a fool and a scorner, but now you live the life of a Christian, saved by God Almighty. Now you say, all right, I've got to listen. I got to listen out there in the street. I got to listen out there to the things that are in the world. How am I going to hear the voice of God doing that? Well, because wisdom is found in those things out there. Wisdom is found in creation. Seriously. Wisdom is found in creation, in the things that are made. Look in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. There's an invisible God you cannot see, but you can see him through the things that he made if you decide not to worship the things that he made. Romans chapter 1, verse 18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now that's where scorners and simple ones and fools get into trouble, because they hold the truth in unrighteousness. They don't think that the Bible is right. They want to correct it and change it and lie about it. Verse 19, Romans chapter 1, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God to an image made like to corruptible man, to birds, to four-footed beasts, to creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now I read all that to you very quickly. You can read that for yourself. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. And what are you going to find there? Well, today, if you find an educated man who is a fool or a scorner or a simple one and rejects that wisdom that's out there in creation, he's an evolutionist. Why? He started worshiping the creature. He's more interested in dinosaurs than the man that made the dinosaurs, God Almighty. He wants himself to be God. He goes by big scientific titles, and he discovers all the geology of the earth, which has made him lots of money, and others that have produced out of the geology of the earth, the stones that they've removed, the rocks that they have removed, the oil that and the gas that they have removed, even the water that they have removed. They make money off of that stuff. But listen, they miss the God. They worship the creature rather than the Creator, who is God blessed forever. Amen. What happened to them? They rejected the wisdom that was out there in creation. You listen, we looked over here at this this thing here that they're talking about in Romans chapter 1, where it says that he changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image of four-footed beasts and man creeping things and the fowls of the air. Well, that's a totem pole when you find it among the Native Americans. And the Native Americans testify to a great white spirit. You know what happens? They knew God, but they didn't glorify him as God. They didn't glorify him as God. They didn't thank him. What did they do? They started to worship the creature. Why? Because they're fed from the creature. They can domesticate an animal and put that animal to work and use the creature. They can eat the fowls. And the fowls can eat the carnage that's there in the earth to keep things clean, like eagles and hawks and buzzards do. Their livelihood is connected with all those things. And so they began to worship the creature. In the old days then, they were called Native Americans who were worshiping the gods that they had in the totem poles. Today they're called evolutionists. What's the matter? They rejected the wisdom that is in the street. They rejected the wisdom that is in creation. We had a Korean girl that we witnessed to years ago who, you know, received the knowledge of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, but just had a hard time conceiving what that meant. And so we talked with her about it. We talked with her about what that meant to try to give her an understanding of these things. And there was in the courtyard of her apartment complex a tallow tree, and the tallow tree had seed pods that had dried, and seeds were already beginning to come out of those seed pods. And so we talked with her, and we demonstrated to her in the process of life off of that tree. We demonstrated to her a seed hanging on the tree, dropping into the ground where it's planted, where it sprouts up into life and reproduces itself in exactly the same fashion and form as the tree from which it came. And that's creation. What did we show her? We showed her that God has a seed. His name is Jesus Christ. That in order for that seed to have life, it had to be connected to the tree. And that when it came here, it died on the tree like the seed did. Jesus hung on the cross and died. That the seed had to be planted in the ground, that's his burial, and that it came up out of the ground, that's his resurrection, and now bears fruit, just like the tree from which it came. And that's you and me, that's soul saved. And you know what? She got that. She could understand that, she could see that. And that tree of nature, of creation, testified to the invisible things of God, because she'd never seen Jesus Christ and she'd never seen God, but she understood the gospel from creation. And through that, we were able to lead her to the Lord Jesus Christ. Wisdom is found in creation. That's out there, man, in the concourse, in the streets, in the chief place, in the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttereth her words. You don't pay attention to things like that. You just let those things go by you and just take the foolishness of the professors and say, yeah, well, those things must have shown up there from the eternity of matter. Don't be a fool. Don't be simple. Don't be a scorner now. Listen to the reproof of the words of wisdom. Where else is wisdom found like that? It's in the sky. It's in the sky. Psalm 19. Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. That sun up there in the daytime is talking to you. Night and the night showeth knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. People have said, what about the heathen in South America or in Africa? The Bible says there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. It's worldwide. Everybody can look to the heavens and see the glory of God. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. That sun is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we learn a lot about him. Jesus Christ said, I'm the light of the world. You don't have life in this earth unless you've got light, and that light comes from the sun, and the sun is a type of the Son of God. You can't look at the sun without burning out your eyeballs, and you can't look at God and see him. But there's testimony to his existence here because of the light in the world. And you know something? There is life connected with that light. And likewise, there is life connected with the light of the world, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I know that people all over this world have known that that Son is connected with God. They know it. I know it. How do you know that? Because they've worshipped the sun god. I know that they know that that moon is a testimony of something connected with God. You say, how do you know that? Because they worship. There's a billion of them in the world right now that worship a god called Allah, and he is a moon god. That moon is a testimony of the reflected light of Jesus Christ the sun. It is a testimony of the church. It has no life in itself. It gets its light from the sun. We get our life from the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are to reflect that light. And when the world gets between us and Jesus, there is an eclipse. Man, I'm telling you, it's loaded. The sky is loaded with testimony. I remember taking a camping trip one time, sleeping out, and it just happened to be that this was in November. And you know up there, there's a hunter. There's a constellation of the hunter. It's representative of Nimrod. It's called Orion. And you know what? It is representative of the Antichrist, the hunter, the Nimrod, the hunter of men. And in that particular season in November, it was setting in the western sky when the sun was rising in the eastern sky. And the Antichrist goes down when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, arises. We have no light in this universe apart from that sun, and we have no light apart from God Almighty. There's wisdom in that sky. There's wisdom in sowing and reaping. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. I'm switching now. There's wisdom in creation. There's wisdom in the sky. There's wisdom in sowing and reaping. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If he sow to the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption. And if he sow to the Spirit, he shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Man, you've seen testimony after testimony about that. Both ways. There's wisdom. You learn about your need of God, of a higher power, they call him in AA. Jesus Christ is who you need. When you sow to the flesh, you know why? Because it takes you down. When you drink and drink heavily, you wake up in the morning with a hangover and you know something is definitely wrong with what went into your body. You spoke foolishness. You did stupid things. You can't remember what you did. You hurt today for it. And you think the only remedy is to drink more. Man, you are setting yourself up for a cycle that will never end until you ruin your life in dissipation. And that flesh is telling you there's wisdom crying out in the street. It is not high life to drink that beer. The high life is in something other than that. You sow to the Spirit, and you know what? You're going to reap life everlasting. There are times when old drunks have gotten down on their knees and pled with God and said, I need something to get me off of this booze. And they started looking, and wisdom led them to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ led them to victory. And now they have been in the words of God, and they are now sowing to the words of God and reaping in life everlasting. There's wisdom in that. Your own experiences and the experiences of others you've seen have told you that a life of dissipation like that will ruin you and wind you up in the grave and break up your family and break your bank account and ruin your marriage and ruin your job. There's wisdom crying out there, reproving you, telling you to quit that nonsense. You can't think straight at work. You can't think straight when you come home. It's nothing but arguments with the family, and you are ruining your life. There's wisdom in that, but you need to turn it into reproof. Listen, there's wisdom not only in creation and in the sky and in sowing and reaping. There's wisdom in the common language. There's not a fellow that I've dealt with that has not known that Jesus died for his sins. There's so much common talk about it among men, and there's so much reference to it out there in the street that everybody I've ever seen, and I've seen thousands of people, they've known that Jesus died for our sins. Now, sometimes they learn that by religious training, and sometimes they learn that by a conversation, and sometimes they learn that by just by a recognition. He was here and he came for something. He died on the cross for something. Now, the public is trying to get the words of the common language out. They don't want any public recognition of Jesus Christ. They're trying to get it out of the common language. But let me tell you something. Even to this day, everyone that I've talked to still knows that. Let me tell you, you say, is there really a hell? The common language tells you there is. When you were younger, or maybe even yesterday, you got mad with a friend of yours or got mad with an associate of yours, and you turned to them and said, just go to hell. Well, what'd you say that for? Because you know it's a place, and you know it's real, and you know it's fire. I still hear people that despise preaching, that are scorners of preaching, that say, oh, that old preacher, all he could do is ever just talk about hellfire and brimstone. When you were younger, you told somebody to go jump in the lake. You weren't talking about them taking a swim. You were talking about the lake of fire, even if you didn't know it. Hell's going to cough up the dead that are in them. They're going to go to the white throne judgment and wind up in a lake of fire for eternity. It's in your language. Why you even date your checkbook? In the year of our Lord, there's wisdom out there. You've got a reckoning coming. Let me tell you something. You say, is there really wisdom out there in the streets? Is there really wisdom that cries without? You better believe it. There still are in these cities street preachers that go out and they will speak publicly on street corners to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll find somebody one day will give you a tract. I was talking to a waitress at a restaurant. I was asking her if she knew the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she said, you know something? I do. And I asked her, I said, where did you learn the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? In church? And she said, no, I've never been to church. She said, my customers have told me, some of my people that have come in here have told me. I said, no kidding. I've got a tract right here. I'd like to give you one of those. She said, I've seen those before. Not that particular one, but I've seen those before. I said, where'd you get those things? She said, my customers have come here to eat. They tip me and leave those tracts for me to read. Tracts are wisdom. They are a public broadcast of the words of God. Wisdom is crying out to you and telling you, pal, it is time for you to get saved and turn from your ways to the words of God. Billboards. I'm talking about here in Corpus Christi, you drive along the street and look on fences around neighborhoods and you're going to find scripture verses that are written out there on nice billboards. You'll drive around town and you'll see people with bumper stickers on their cars that speak the words of God. They'll say things like, Jesus saves, saved by grace. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The wicked shall be turned into hell. There are people that have yard signs that have scripture verses on them. If you drive down Rand Morgan and go by this church, we've got a lighted sign 24 hours a day that's preaching, and on one side there's a verse of scripture, and on the other side there's a verse of scripture, and you know what that is? That's wisdom out there. On the gate of my house, I've got a scripture sign, and on the bumpers of my cars, I've got bumper stickers. Radio, you're listening to the radio right now. You know what this is? This is wisdom that is crying without. These words that I'm speaking right now are being aired off of a 50,000-watt radio station, and they are being carried all the way up the coastline of the state of Texas from Brownsville, Texas to Lake Charles, Louisiana, inland, covering parts of San Antonio and Houston, sometimes the south side of Austin, and even places north of Houston, and all places in between. They're just out there in the street. There's rarely a message that's preached on this radio that a person could sit down and listen to all the way through where the words of wisdom would not reprove him. And most times we end with an encouragement for somebody to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're out there, man. They're out there. They're on television. You got friends that have witnessed to you. You've lived long enough now that somebody has come up to you and told you about how to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior at school or at work or amongst your friends. They're a personal witness. Somebody may have even knocked on your door and told you about that. Everyone knows somebody who's a Christian. Listen, if you were desperate to find God and you thought something was wrong with your life and you thought there might be an answer in the Bible, you could go to any hotel in this city, open up a drawer inside of any one of those rooms, and you'll find a Bible in there that'll tell you how to get saved. If you didn't want to spend $50 on a hotel tonight and you wanted to find God somewhere else, you could go to any bookstore in this town, a secondhand bookstore or a regular bookstore, and you could find yourself a Bible in there. You could go to a grocery store, some of these other big department stores, they've got Bibles in there, man. Like the dollar store, or the Walmarts, or the Sam Club, or the Barnes & Noble, or the half-price bookstores. I'm not giving you advertisement. I am trying to help you. If you're looking for God, the wisdom is out there. You can buy it for $10 or less. It's out there. It's crying out there, and it's reproving you, and you don't want to turn to it because you don't want to hear what it has to say. It'll save your life. Let me tell you something. When a man turns at the reproof of the Lord Jesus Christ, at the reproof of wisdom, the Lord will start drawing him toward Jesus Christ until he gets saved, and then he'll fill him with the Spirit of God and direct him into the words of God. And when he gets into the words of God, he is going to get more wisdom than he can handle in a lifetime. I've told my family when I was in the banking business before I got into the ministry, if I had been a Bible reader and a Bible believer with the wisdom that's in this book, I would have been at least twice, maybe three times the banker that I was because of the wisdom that's in this book. But you got to pay attention to it. You got to hear it. You got to listen to it. You got to let the Spirit of God reveal it to you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Wisdom is crying out to you today in the chief place of concourse on your radio and telling you, you need to do business with God. Don't be simple and just go on merrily like nothing. Don't be a scorner and flip it off. Don't be a fool and hate this knowledge. You say, what am I to do about it? Get saved, man. You say, well, I don't know how. I'll tell you how. I'll make it easy on you. Here's what you do. This broadcast that's being aired right now didn't cost you a dime. It's a broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi. All you need to do is pick up your telephone, if you've got the guts and courage to do it, dial our telephone number, and speak to us, and we'll show you out of the Bible how to receive Jesus Christ. And then you will have turned at the words of reproof and at the words of wisdom, and you'll be saved. You say, what's the number? Okay, here it is, 361-241-6100. That's area code 361-241-6100. That's easy, 361-241-6100. Get up the courage and call it. Or catch us on the web, www.unknownbible.com. That's unknownbible.com. In the meantime, stay tuned each weekday afternoon at 3 p.m. right here on KCTA for another broadcast of the Unknown Bible.